said, yes, that was my first step in improvisation. I had never done it before. At the time, I was part of a comedy team, and we'd played around the country, and we'd played in Chicago. And my agent called and said they wanted me to come in an audition for the Second City troupe, and I didn't think I could do that. I'd never improvised, and I'd seen the Second City company, the originals, with Alan Arkin and all those great people. But I got up, and for some reason, I did well at the audition, and they offered me a part to come there for 6 months, which I reluctantly did because I just loved New York. I just gotten to New York at the time and been working there and wanted to be on Broadway or off Broadway. And I really had a great time in Chicago, and then they asked me to stay another 6 months, which I did. So it was a wonderful year, and I worked in the same company as Robert Klein and David Steinberg, and it was a lot of fun. And what I love most about improv that way, you can think of something funny on the during the day and come in at night, and by 11 o'clock have it up on its feet as hopefully a funny sketch.
So you came, the Second City asked you to join, and before you were in a scripted comedy troupe?
Yes, my partner and I would write sketches, and we did fairly well. We did a couple of Tonight shows and a couple of Ed Sullivan shows, and we played in clubs around the country. At the time, it was mostly folk clubs, you know, with folk singers, and there'd be a comedian and a folk singing act on the bill. And then the next improv I did was when I started doing some Christopher Guest movies. That's a whole different kind of improv because you're working on the basis of an outline for a script. You know what your character is, so you have time to just create your character, and then whatever happens on the spot during the filming is improvisation.
You know, it'd be funny. I don't know if they can do this, just an idea off the top of my head. Why didn't he put the bloodhound, put on one of those Sherlock Holmes hats and put a little pipe in his mouth? Are they ever allowed to do anything like that, dress up a dog in a funny way?
No, that's not quite what the purpose of these shows
but
is.
But I think it would really get the crowd going. You know what I mean? The Sherlock
Absolutely,
Holmes hat
yes.
with a pipe. I don't know if you could make it look like smoke's coming out of the pipe.
I think that would be a little dangerous.
I'd get a kick out of it.
So it seems, especially with directors like Rob Reiner and Christopher Guest, that they really appreciate your improv background.
I think so, yes. Luckily, they do. I'm trying to think, and it seems to be the trend now in television. A lot of television shows work the way Christopher Guest started doing, which is, kind of giving the actors the semi-plot.
Mm-hmm.
And then let them improvise all day and then cut it down to a few minutes.
Yeah.
I think Curb Your Enthusiasm works that way. And then again, a lot of sitcoms that I've done will, and also the Anchorman movies,
mm-hmm.
will let you do the scene once or twice as scripted. And then the director will say, okay, now anything you want to do, anything you think is funny, let's try that.
Oh, okay, I understand. You have a nice day, sir. Goodbye.
I could come back later, Mr. Harkin.
Oh, no. It's just parent stuff. It seems that our youngest, Chris, was on something called acid and was firing a bow and arrow into a crowd.
Mm.
You know how kids are.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good combination because you have a kind of a foundation to work on. It's not just who can do the wildest.
Right. You have characters, you have motivations.
Yeah.
But you have something to work off of,
yes.
too.
And I was very surprised. I did a show with Dad's Garage last fall, and I was surprised what an active improv scene there is there and how good they all were. I did a total of four shows, and I think there were at least four different casts
mm-hmm.
I worked with, and one was funnier than the other. It was
mm-hmm.
It was really startling.
Yeah, there's a great improv and stand-up scene in town. You know, if you want to go have a good time, definitely go to any of the improv troupes in town. And it's so great that you're coming back. Does your Second City training still inform your film and TV and, of course, improv work today?
Pretty much so. I think what it does, when I was at Second City, this was in the late 60s, There were very few. There wasn't much improv. There was Second City. There was the Committee in San Francisco, and I think there was a group or two in New York. But today, it's just everywhere you go, and it's so refined now, and there's so many different improv games and different types of improv. But I think the basic thing is to have enough confidence that, you know, you'll go out there and something will pop into your mind, and you'll follow what everyone else is doing, and as they always say, just keep the improv going.
Mm-hmm.
Never always say yes.
Yes, and.
I've thought about that a lot, and I'm not sure I get the whole idea, but it does help to always support your fellow actor and know that if you say something, someone else will pick up on it and move ahead.
Right, right. Yeah.
And plus, it always helps to work with people that you know are funny, which I found to be a fact in Atlanta last year.
So you said there's more games these days. Have you seen improv change in other ways?
Well, I worked a couple of years ago with a group, Wayne Brady and Jonathan Mangum and Colin Mochrie,
who will be here this weekend as well.
And I've never seen a higher quality improvisation. It's just scary what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
What comes to mind when I go,
oh, cold toilet seats?
No. No, Cole.
I mean, you sit and watch them, and you say they must have rehearsed this for hours, but you know they haven't. They're the top of the game.
Mm-hmm. So you've worked with Colin Mochrie before.
I have, and been very impressed by him. And I understand he's going to be there when I'm there.
Exactly, yes.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful.
Oh, that will be a whole lot of fun. It's going to be a good show. Well, you have your own troupe, Moho.
Yes. It's a comedy sketch. We don't do improv.
Okay.
And I always say when I introduce the show, I said the only improv you'll see is if someone forgets their line. I've always felt a little more comfortable both watching and performing in sketch
mm-hmm.
comedy. I've always loved it ever since I saw the Oxford-Cambridge Review.
Well, can we talk a bit about your television and film career?
Sure.
All right. So you have some credits wide-ranging all over film and TV, children's, live-action, animated shows and movies, of course, adult humor, and we have everything in between, Modern Family. The Bold and the Beautiful, that one struck me as very different from everything else.
It was different. It came out of left field, and I got a call from the people who do run the show. We'd met them somewhere socially, and for some reason they came to see I was doing a staged reading of a show called Enter Laughing, the Rob Reiner play that had been turned into a musical. And we talked afterwards, and then I got a phone call. They said, would you like to be on The Bold and the Beautiful? And my first, you know, I started to laugh, and I said, let me think about it. And I hung up and I said to my wife, I said, they want me to be on The Bold and the Beautiful. Isn't that crazy? And she said, well, you should consider it. But deep down, I remember for years, I was always fascinated with the way they did soap operas, because they did one a day, and it meant working fast and getting there and doing it, sometimes not sticking that close to the script, but yet not getting far away from the script.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I've wanted to for years to do this. And so I said yes, and I did a few. And the first day I went in, I was there 2 days, and I think I'd done three shows in 2 days.
Oh, wow.
And that is starting at 10 in the morning and getting out at 1 in the afternoon. And
oh,
I love
quick.
that kind of fast work. It was like Frank Sinatra did. I'll do one take, and then that's it. I don't do retakes.
So this Liam, he's not one of those drama queens, is he?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Drama does seem to follow him, though.
Oh, that's not fair. None of it's been his fault.
No, I know, poor guy. If it's not his father interfering, then it's Quinn working some angle.
Yeah, or Wyatt trying to pull off some stunt.
Chuck, you seem to have some sort of beef with this Wyatt character.
John, it's Charlie.
Ever go toe-to-toe with him? A mano a mano?
Charlie doesn't mess around. He's trained in, what is it, karate?
Taekwondo, specifically.
Really? Me too. What belt? Pink polka dots?
And then for some strange reason, I was nominated for an Emmy and won it. And
congratulations.
And since then, I've done one more. And the last one I done did was actually not that comical. It was a little more, I did five scenes with my daughter, who I found out is getting a divorce from her husband. And they were kind of quiet, serious scenes. And I did it in 3 hours. We did about five different scenes, and I just really enjoyed it a lot.
Well, there's nothing like having too little time to prepare, because you can't overthink it.
You can do the best stuff there. It's like getting ready for an exam. If you cram and do it, and then you walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife said very few people will see you on this. I mean, people who I know. So anytime anyone comes up to me and say, I saw you on Bold and the Beautiful, I'm really quite pleased.
So you weren't really pulling a James Franco when you did?
Oh, no. Well, I was just doing something that had always kind of interested me.
Well, the show at the Fox Theater this weekend would not be the same without you. You are charming, and you just have this great comedic persona that just immediately makes so many people smile before you even open your mouth. And
well, thanks. And I'm very excited about working at the Fox Theater. It's a beautiful theater.
It's a beautiful theater and a big one. Fred Willard, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Well, thank you.